Francis, let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing.
弟兄姐妹，在我们分享信息之前，我们先有些祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for gathering us together unto the name of the Lord Jesus, your beloved Son.
父神，我们感谢赞美你，让我们能够在你儿子的名里一同聚集。
Father, we ask you to glorify your Son, our Lord Jesus.
父啊，愿你来荣耀你自己的儿子。
Takes away all distractions in our hearts.
除去我们心中一切的拦阻。
So that we may be able to see the Lord Jesus today through your grace.
借着你自己的恩典，我们可以一同来见到我们的主。
Father, speak to us.
父啊，向我们说话。
Let us hear.
让我们听见
Your words in Christ Jesus.
你的话是从基督而来的。
Tell us more about your Son, our Lord Jesus.
更多的告诉你关于你儿子的事情。
And anoint us with the Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵膏我们。
So that we may be able to understand what you share with us today.
所以我们就能明白你向我们所显明的。
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
唯有基督，永是基督。
Jesus is all in all.
耶稣是在一切中的一切。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
因在耶稣圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to Colossians.
让我们翻到哥罗西书
Chapter 1
第一章
Let's read Verse 9
我们一同来读第九节
Let's read verse 3 first.
我们先来读第三节。
We give thanks to God, the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
Verse 9.
第九节。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, to askthat you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So today's theme is the true knowledge of God's will.
今天的主题是神的旨意真旨意。
AndPaul starts this epistles to Colossians.
保罗在写给这哥罗西的这份书信的时候
he start with this prayer for them.
他从这个祷告开始。
What he pray for them?
他为他们所祷告的是什么呢？
He pray for that they may be filled with the true knowledge of God's will.
他们能够满心知道神的旨意。
So, whole book of Colossians is actually, it's a Paul's desire, Paul's sharing of what true knowledge God's will is.
整本的哥罗西书实在都在讲到保罗他的负担就是有关神的旨意。
So for that, he started to tell us who Lord Jesus is.
从这里开始他在那里告诉我们主耶稣是谁。
And that's in the chapter 1, start from verse 15. But we're going to only share one verse for the time's sake, is verse 18.
这是从第一章的十五节开始但是因着时间的缘故我们只能讲一节。
So verse 18.
十八节。
He is also head of the body, the church, And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So if to be very concise, what the true knowledge of God's will is, it is Christ. And it is Christ having the first place in everything.
简单的来说，什么是神的旨意呢？就是有关于基督，也就是基督在凡事上居首位。
And this book from chapter 3, it tells us the application of what it means to give Lord Jesus the first place in everything.
这本书的第三章里头讲到怎样这个基督居首位运用在凡事上面。
And first, as usual, Paul starts with church life.
就像保罗常常是这样子的，先从教会的生活开始。
When Paul talks about practical side of the truth, he always starts with the church life.
当保罗在那里谈到这个真理的实行方面，他总是从教会开始。
So it is very important for us to understand the church.
这对我们来说非常要紧，要认识什么是教会。
So church is not just a building.
教会不是一座房子。
And church is, we'll see from here, it is brothers and sisters.
从这里来看啊，教会实在是弟兄和姐妹。
So let's read chapter 3 from verse 1 through 17.
我们一同来读第三章，从第一节到十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry.
所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
For it is because of these things, the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience.
因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
And in them you also once walked when you were living in them.
当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。
But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and the abusive speech from your mouth.
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、
Do not lie.
言语。
Sorry, do not lie. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with all its evil practices.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
And have put upon the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman.But Christ is all and in all.
他 在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、 化外人、西古提人，为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
So, as those who have been children of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
所以你们既是神的选民、圣洁、蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Beyond all this, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们也为此蒙召归为一体，
and be thankful.
且要存感恩的心。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the thankfulness in your heart to God.
当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
So this is part of the sharing today.
这是我们今天所要分享的。
From this Colossians 3, verse 1 through 17.
格罗西书三章一到十七节。
It is about church life.
这是有关于教会的生活。
And church life is a practical side of knowing the true knowledge of God's will.
在教会的生活当中，我们来认识神。
I think the last time we shared some of this.
上一次我们有分享过一些。
I'd like to just quickly recap what we discussed, what we shared last time.
我愿意在这里快快的把它温习一下。
So, last time we also read this Proverbs 9, verse 1.
上一次我们也读过箴言九章一节。
And it says the wisdom built her house, and she built seven pillars for his house.
讲到智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。
I'm sorry, the her house. The wisdom used a feminine name for wisdom. So must be sisters have a more wisdom than men.
这里说到智慧是用的那个女性的她，在这里说到我们姐妹们可能更有智慧。
Why Bible use a feminine terms to describe wisdom, meaning that all men have to marry wisdom, meaning that men should always have wisdom.
这里也说到Bible 圣经在这里用到这个女性的她，也是指着所有的人都要与这位智慧女性的她来结合。
所以 picture of marriage
这个好像是一个婚姻的一个图画。
It's like a man marries a woman, so men have to have wisdom.
男人和女人的结合，就像人要需要跟智慧结合。
So it says that her built her house with seven pillars.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。
So I'd like to view this 17 verses in Colossians in seven pillars.
在这里用这个七根柱子来看这里的十七节。
The first pillar is that renewal of our life.
第一根柱子就是我们更新的生活。
That is in verse 1.
这是在第一节里面。
If you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
A second pillar is about renewal of our mind.
第二根柱子就是有关于我们心思的更新。
You know, we know that mind, our mind is very, very important in Christian living.
知道我们基督徒的生活，这个心思是非常的要紧。
So, second pillar is the renewal of our mind.
第二根柱子就是我们心思的更新。
It's in the verse 2. Set your minds on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth.
这就是在第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念在地上的事。
And third pillar is in verse 5.Therefore, put to death the members of your earthly body to sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, which amounts to idolatry.
第三根柱子在第五节里，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
So, third pillar,is renewal of our will.
第三根柱子就是要更新我们的意志。
So it says put to death.
这里说到要致死。
And in this verse 5 through 11, it gives us three commandments.
从第五节到十一节里面提到有三个诫命。
And then we share that the fourth one,is the verse 12.
第四根柱子在十二节里。
It's from verse 12 to 14.
十二到十四节。
Is the seven virtues plus one.
七个品格加上一。
So this is a fourth pillar.
这是第四根柱子。
And there's a reason I put the seven virtues plus one. That one plus one is love.
这个原因我要说到七个品格加上一，这个一就是讲到爱。
So fifth one.
第五根柱子。
Is verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
就是说到基督的平安要在我们的心里做主。
And sixth pillar.Is to let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
第六根柱子就是要用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
And the seventh pillar is whatever we do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
第七根柱子就是无论做什么或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名。
So today, let's focus on this fourth pillar.
今天我们来注重看第四根柱子。
From fourth to the seventh pillar.
从第四到第七根柱子。
So here, I'll mention, touch upon these seven virtues plus one.
这里我讲到有七个品格，七个品德加上一。
Again, first application of it is in our church life.
第一个实行在我们教会生活中的。
So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若自人与那人有嫌隙，终要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
So Holy Spirit here mentioned these seven virtues.
圣灵在这里讲到七个美德。
The first one, he mentioned put on a heart of compassion.
第一个他提到的就是要穿上怜悯。
What does it mean by compassion?
什么是怜悯呢?
It is a deep feeling in our heart for others' difficulties and others' misery.
就是里面有那个深切的同情啊，对着别人的难处和不幸。
So you have this deep feeling about other brothers and sisters' difficulties or miseries they are encountering.
所以你就有那个同情，是向着别的弟兄姐妹他们的在难处中和在不幸的当中。
And this feeling comes from deep in your heart.
这是从你心的深处发出的。
So that here Paul says a heart of compassion.
这里说到怜悯的心。
Compassion.
怜加上悯。
怜悯。
怜悯。
And second virtue is kindness.
第二个美德说到的是恩慈。
Now kindness means, it doesn't mean that you're soft-spoken, you're very nice, it doesn't mean these things.
这边讲恩慈并不是说到我们讲话细声细气，好像很对人很和友好。
Actually, kindness means usefulness, be useful.
这里讲到的恩慈是对人有帮助。
You actually, I like to use that goodness in action.
好像就是那个有行为的这种善良。
For example, you wash dishes, for your parents.
好像就在你在那里帮你的父母洗碗筷。
And also, when you become teenager strong and you shovel the snows, in your driveway.
当你慢慢长得变得强壮了，你可以帮助父母在那里铲雪。
Or, carrying garbage bag outside.
或者就是把那个垃圾袋拿到外面。
Whatever the help you see others, then you actually help them with your hand.
用你自己的手亲自来帮助别人。
So kindness means be useful.
这里讲恩慈是对人有用的。
And last time we also shared, I think, humility.
上次我们也讲到这个谦虚。
Now humility means the lowliness.It means the lowest point, in all circumstances.
这里谦虚讲到就是那个低下，好像是在所有的环境事件当中，你都是把自己放在最低。
For example, at the church, you feel that you're the lower than anybody else.
举个例子，在教会当中，你觉得你比别人都要差。
At home, you also feel you're lower than everyone in your household.
好像在家里你也觉得自己要比别人要差。
At work, you feel like you're at the lower place than anybody else, no matter what title you have.
在工作当中，无论你是有什么样的职务，你总是觉得你比别人要低一些。
Now it's very contrary to the value system we have from this world.
这好像与现在的世界的这个系统是不一样的。
God valued the lowliness in our heart, in our attitude, in all circumstances.
神看重我们心中的这个谦卑在所有的环境或者事件当中的那种谦虚。
So Lord Jesus says, whoever is big, you have to be the servant of all.
假如你要做大的，你需要在那里服侍小的。
Now, in order to really make it practical, that you have to look for others' strength.
当你这个从另外一个角度上对实行的角度上来看的话，你要去在别人的那个强项上面去学习。
You have to study other brothers and sisters, observe to find out not the faults, but their strength.
你在那里学习，在那里观察别的弟兄姐妹他们身上的这个强的地方。
Look for the grace of God, look for the gift of God to that brother or sister.
寻求在他们身上神所赐的恩赐或者恩典。
Not only this, you need to find out more of their strength than yourself have.
在那里看他们那在他们身上看多看到比你更多的这个力量。
Otherwise, you think, oh, this brother has only one strength. I have many.
或者你会说这个弟兄只有一点点，我有许多。
So, to be practical, we have to really spend time to look for others' strengths.
所以在实行这上面，我们真是需要花时间在那里寻找在弟兄姐妹身上的这个力量。
So, this is called humility, the lowness of our hearts.
这就是讲到我们心中的那个谦虚。
And then,the next one will be gentleness.
接下来说到的是温柔。
Now, what does it mean by gentleness?
什么意思呢？
Usually, people consider gentleness means how we carry ourselves, again, soft-spoken, always put on the smile at you. I mean, these are all good, But that's not the main meaning of gentleness.
常常我们说到这个温柔，就想到这个人是满带笑容的，讲话语气又很柔和的。但在这里不是说的这个。
Gentleness actually means power under control.
温柔在这里指的是一种可以得着控制的，有自制力的这个力量。
It's like a wild animal domesticated.
好像一个野生的动物已经被驯服了。
It's like a wild elephant, so powerful elephant.
好像那头大象非常有力量的大象。
You know that the wild elephants are dangerous because they are very strong and they can create a lot of damages.
你知道那个野的那个大象是非常危险，它们可以造成很多的破坏。
But once elephants are domesticated, they can be very useful. Their strength now is under the control. They can be used in a very useful ways for their masters.
但是当他们被驯服了，可以为人所用，他们的力量实在可以为被驯就他的主人来用。
So the gentleness, is a power under control.
所以这里讲到的温柔是一种被驯服的、被控制的力量。
So that the gentleness come with the self-control.
温柔是与节制所相连的。
Now, can you tell me, except Sankof and Sandesh, I know that they can memorize, they can recite the nine kinds of fruits of Holy Spirit in 2 seconds, within 2 seconds. Can you all tell me what the nine kinds of fruits of Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:22 and 23?
你们能不能告诉我在除了这个 Sankof 跟 Sandesh 以外，因为他们能够把这个九个圣灵的果子在两秒钟以内都讲出来。
Love,
忍耐
joy, peace,
喜乐和平
patience,
忍耐
faithfulness, gentleness,
温柔
and
恩慈
goodness, kindness,
良善
yes, I miss a lot of them. And then my point is only last two. Gentleness and self-control.
节制和温柔。
温柔和节制。
温柔和节制。
Okay, last two,combine the gentleness with self-control.
最后那两个是在那里把温柔和节制放在一起。
So, when we talk about gentleness, actually gentleness has this idea of the power under self-control.
当我们在这里讲到温柔的时候，说到那有一种力量是被节制的，被控制的。
And in the biblical terms, some these scholars tell us what that means.
在圣经按照这个圣经的这个认识来说
The gentleness toward God, with God, means that we accept the old God's dealing with us without complaint or dispute.
这就说到这个温柔，就是我们向着神，我们接受神在我们身上的一切的工作，没有任何的理论和任何的抵挡。
Always see goodness of God in whatever the dealing that God has for us.
总能看见那良善的旨意，无论主是怎样来在我们身上工作。
Maybe we encounter many difficulties in our life.
可能我们在生活中遇到很多的难处。
But we accepted the Lord's dealing with us as a good.
我们总是欢喜快乐地接受神在我们身上的对付。
That means the gentleness.
这个就是温柔。
And with the men, with other brown sisters, the gentleness means see the good in no matter how people treat us.
在与人相处的时候，好像无论弟兄姐妹别人怎么处理对待我们，我们总是看见那个好的方面。
So, as we shared before, humility is you always look for others' strength.
就像我们讲到这个谦虚，就是一直在那里寻找别人的强处。
And gentleness is always look for the good in others' people.
温柔在那里一直寻找别人的善意。
See, one is look for others' strength. The other is look for others' goodness.
在这里我们看见一面是寻找别人的强处，一面在那里看到他们的善意。
So this is what gentleness means that in the Bible.
这就是圣经里头讲到这个温柔。
So don't you think, do you think a Christian life is boring?
你是不是会觉得基督徒生活很很枯燥？
Actually, it's not.
其实不是。
A lot of lessons we need to learn going through our life.
在生活中我们有很多的功课要学。
No matter how other people treat us, that we don't second guess their intention.
无论人家怎么对待我们，我们总不是在那里有任何的怀疑他们对我们的好意。
Always look for the goodness, no matter how they treat us.
总是看见那个善意，无论人家怎么对待。
So the next one will be patience.
下面那个就是说到忍耐。
Now, patient, in the Greek language is the compound word.
在希腊文中，这个忍耐这两个字是一个复合词。
It's made of long, and little, and another word is temper.
是一个第一个词就是说到长期的，第二个字就是那个状态，就是长期稳定的。
Yeah, it's hard to translate in Chinese, temper.
在英文中，中文中不好翻译。Yeah.
Okay, so we know that in English it may be easier. We have a term called short-tempered.
在英文中我们讲到那个有短的那个就是容易变化的脾气暴躁。
Short-tempered. Now, on the other side is a long-tempered.
从另外一个那个那一边就是说脾气很好，不会变化。
Yeah. All right. So in Chinese, very very interesting Chinese character. The first character means a knife on the heart.
中文这个字你仔细看的话非常有趣，那个好像是一把刀在心上。
That means suffering.
这个就是说到这个里面在受苦。
And second word is means long.
第二个字就是那个长，长久的意思。
So, some translation translate patient as long suffering.
所以有些翻译是说到长久忍耐。
It matches Chinese words a phrase for patience.
这个跟那个中文的这个忍耐这两个字是相匹配的。
You have to endure the knife in your heart for a long, long time.
你必须在那里忍耐这个刀在你的心口上面长期的这样那样忍耐。
So patience means long suffering.
忍耐在这里说到的是很久忍耐。
If you don't have a patience, then you lose your temper.
假如你没有忍耐的话，你一定会发脾气。
You'll become easily irritated.
你很容易会受激怒。
So this is a lesson we have to learn.
这个是我们要学的功课。
My mom always pointed out that I am born short-tempered.
我母亲常常这么说，我是生来就是脾气暴躁的。
Like your dad, my mom always.
就像你的父亲。
So this is a thing that I need to learn.
这个是我要学习的功课。
Be patient.
要有忍耐。
And last year I went to Taiwan and my shortcoming actually noticed by my nephew.
去年我去台湾的时候，我的这个弱点我的侄子都发现了。
And I overheard he talk to my sisters. Oh, uncle is very short-tempered.
我听到他在跟我的姐姐讲，这个叔叔他脾气暴躁。
So this is a thing that we all need to learn patience.
这是我们所有都要学的忍耐。
And this patient is not the regular patient, it's a patient as fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到的忍耐还不是一般的，是讲到圣灵的果子，忍耐。
As joy, love, joy, peace, patience.
爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
So it's a fourth kind of the fruit of Holy Spirit.
这是好像第四个方面的这个圣灵果子里头的第四个方面。
And the third, the next one will be bearing with one another.
下面那个是说到彼此包容。
Now what that means is holding someone up.
这个主要是讲到要彼此相助。
It may mean that someone that they cannot stand by themselves, you hold them up.
好像是说别人不能一个人做完这个事情，你必须在其旁边帮助。
The perfect example in the Bible will be when Moses lift up his staff, God's staff in his hand, praying.
圣经中最好的一个例子就是摩西在那里举着神的杖在祷告。
Do you remember that in Exodus 17, it tells us that the first battle they encountered after they crossed the Red Sea?
你们记得在出埃及记十七章里面，以色列人从红海过了红海以后的第一场仗。
And Amalek attacked the Israel.
亚玛力人来与以色列人征战。
And Moses, he prayed for the battle.
摩西在为这个征战祷告。
Pray for the Israelites.
为以色列人祷告。
So whenever the staff, God's staff in his hand, lifted up.
只要神的杖在他的手中是被举起的。
And the battle in the valley actually turned to Israel's side.
这个在谷中的这个山谷中的这个征战就会让以色列人得胜。
whenever his hands was down,
当他的手下垂的时候,
then the battle will go for Amalek.
那亚玛利人就要得胜。
So if you are Moses, you want to keep that step up until they win total victory.
所以你若是保摩西的话，你一定愿意让这个杖，神的杖能够一直被举起，直到他们得胜。
But Moses does not have enough strength to always lift that staff up.
但摩西没有这个力量使得这个能够维持这个杖一直被举起。
So what the Aaron at the Hur did,
所以亚人和霍尔在那
they actually put the stone to the side of Moses so Moses can sit on it.
所以他们放了一块石头让摩西能够坐在上面。
And also one on each side help to hold Moses' hand up.
他们两人在这边，一人在这边，一人在那边，同时举起这个摩西的手。
So they hold both hands of Moses up until Israel at the bottom of the hill won the total victory.
所以他们在那里一起保在那里帮助摩西，这个手一直被举着，直到以色列能得着全胜。
So this bearing with each other means hold someone up until completion.
这个彼此包容就是说到我们要彼此相助一直到底。
You help someone, you help to the end.
你帮助别人一直到底。
And here is a perfect example of that.
这是一个最好的一个例子。
And then the next one is forgiving each other.
下面一个就是彼此饶恕。
What that means forgiving is that to give graciously.
是甘心乐意的给别人。
It means doing what is pleasing to others.
是让别人做的事情是使别人得着益处。
So for us is that extremely difficult.
我们自己非常难做这个。
Because forgiveness also means that when people hurt us, we still need to be giving that person graciously, freely.
因为这个说到当我们被伤到了以后，我们仍然要这样子白白的把这个恩赐给别人。
Doing what is pleasing to the one who just hurt you badly.
行这个让这位刚刚上让你伤害你刚刚让你受伤的这个人让他能够得的喜悦。
So, I don't think anyone has that kind of mindset.
我想我们没有人能做到这个。
It has to come from God.
这必须是从神来的。
And God demands that.
神也要求我们这样做。
Remember that one of the purpose of God's salvation is to mold us into the image of His Son.
记得神拯救我们的目的就是要让我们能够像他的儿子。
So when God sees each one of us, they see Christ in us formed, matured.
所以神在这里看我们每一个人的时候是看见耶稣在我们中间成形成熟。
So He says, as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
就像主怎样饶恕了我们，我们也当怎样饶恕人。
So Lord Jesus pray a prayer when people crucified him.
所以我们主在钉十字架的时候，为那些钉他十字架人代祷。
What the Lord pray?
主是怎样祷告的呢
？He says, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing.
父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
You know the movie called Torah, Torah, Torah. This movie.
有一个电影名字叫多拉多拉多拉。
Yeah, Hu Hu Hu. Yeah, Torah, Torah, Torah. It's Japanese.
是一个日本的电影。
Means Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. This code name.
就是名字，意思就是说老虎，老虎，老虎。
This is a codename they had, Japanese Air Force had when they attacked Pearl Harbor. Put that down, okay? Okay, so, and then the captain of the Air Force, Japanese Air Force, who attacked Pearl Harbor.
这个就是偷袭珍珠港的这个日本的这个空军的军官。
Later, after World War II,
在二次大战以后,
and he was on the street.
他在路上的时候, 在街上的时候,
someone gave him a gospel tract.
有人把福音的,
and in that tract, it says what Lord Jesus prayed for his enemies, for the ones who crucified him.
在这个传单上面写道, 主耶稣在那里为他的,
,仇敌祷告。 Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
父啊, 赦免他们, 饶恕他们, 因为他们所做的,
because this phrase, this captain of Torah, was converted to accepting the Lord Jesus.
因为这一条信息让这位, 军官, 就是, 这个老虎, 这个战机, 战群的那个军官,
during the World War II, he was later captured and mistreated by American soldiers.
在那个, 二次大战, 结尾, 差不多的时候, 他也被, 被俘, 受到美军的,
But he was so surprised a person can pray such prayer when they're hurt so badly by his enemies.
所以他非常惊讶, 看到, 主可以这样子为, 这样伤他, 害他的人,
now this is again part of the church life. We need to do the same to each other.
这又是一个在我们教会生活中必须实行的。
And then verse 14 is a 7. We just finished 7 and plus 1. What is that 1? 1 is that this. Beyond all these things, all these virtues, put on love.
在14节里面我们要讲的这个是, 我们讲完了7, 还有一个加1, 这个1就是说到爱。
Which is the perfect bond of unity.
在这一切之外要存着爱心, 爱心就是联络全德的。
So all these 7 virtues, actually, in love, they all integrated together.
所有的这个七个美德都是在爱中被联络起来。
To promote the unity of the Holy Spirit.
来叫, 这个圣灵的合一得着实现。
So this is a fourth pillar.
这是第四根柱子。
And fifth pillar, that in the house of God is this, right? Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
在神家中的第五根柱子, 就是又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主, 你们也为此蒙召归为一体, 且要存感谢的心。
Bible tells us, three kinds of peace.
圣经告诉我们有三种不同的平安。
First peace is peace with God.
第一种平安就是与神相合的那个平安。
We were born into the enemy territory of God.
我们生来就是与神为敌的。
We are born hostile to God.
我们与神为仇。
We don't like God to enter our life, to be the king over our life.
我们不喜欢让神住到我们心中做我们的主。
So Bible tells us we're enemies with God.
所以圣经告诉我们我们是与神为敌的。
And Bible tells us because we're unrighteous, so God's wrath will come upon us.
因着我们的不义, 圣经告诉我们神的愤怒将要临到我们。
Now, so first peace, Bible tells us, is about the peace with God.
第一个平安、哦、圣灵告诉我们就是神与神的平安。
When we believe Lord Jesus and trust His salvation with His blood.
当我们相信耶稣、接受他的救恩、用他的宝血。
So, through the salvation, we have peace with God.
借着这个救恩我们就与神相合。
I think this is the greatest peace.
这是最大的平安。
Not only affect today, but also in eternity.
不仅仅是今天，也是一直存到永远。
Today compared to eternity is nothing.
今天与永久、永远来比较的话，实在是没有什么。
So peace with God is the most fundamental, the most important peace we should all have.
与神相合的这个平安是最最重要、最最要紧的。
Second,Peace is peace within.
第二个平安，第二种平安就是我们里面的平安。
So John, 14.
约翰，福音十四章。
And verse 27.
二十七节。
Lord Jesus says He will give us His own peace.
主在那里说到他把他自己的平安给我们。
He says.Peace I leave with you, my peace I give it to you. Not in the world, not as the world gives you.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
So, Lord Jesus gave His own peace that He experienced in His life and give that peace to us.
主把他自己的平安，就是他在世上所经历的那个平安，赐给我们。
Remember that one instant that Lord Jesus was on the boat and he was sleeping.
我们记得有一个故事，就是我们主在船上睡着了。
In the midst of a fierce storm.
在一个非常大风大暴雨的时候。
As his disciples.Felt for their own life.
他的门徒们都在那里担心丧命。
Water start to pour it in, and the boat is about to sink.
这个水啊，一直往船里灌，这个船好像就要被沉了一样。
Remember that during that time, Lord Jesus' boats, right? The boat they have, they don't have maybe in our mind it was cruise line. You know, Lord Jesus sleep in one of the cabin.With a nice bed and air conditioning or things like that. No, at that time it was a boat. The water coming in, winds, Lord Jesus definitely filled those waters and the winds and all these elements.
那个时候的船不像我们现在说到的这个游轮，好像我们的主就睡在一个小的房间里头，里面有空调，好像，但是今天，那个时候的船却是我们的主就在那个甲板上面，这个水啊、风啊、雨啊，他都能感觉得到。
But Lord Jesus was sound asleep.
但是我们的主却是睡熟了。
Because he knows God's will.
因为他知道神的旨意。
Do you have that kind of peace?
你有这样的平安吗？
I'm telling you, in the cruise line, you're in the best suite.Protected by all the walls, air conditioning, whatever you have, life jacket, when that happens, big snow comes, you're going to be afraid for your own life. Me too. You know, that's why I don't go to cruise line.
这个也就是为什么我去游轮的原因，因为当这个在游轮上面，即便有这么好的条件，有房子，有空调，但是当风暴来的时候，还是会担心啊。这个会受伤，会丧失生命。
Don't you and we all love to have that kind of peace Lord Jesus had during that kind of a storm in our life?
难道我们不都这样喜欢有这样子的平安啊？当我们在人生生活上经历这种样的风暴
，You have Lord Jesus, you should have this peace.
你若是有主，你就有这样的平安。
This is His promise.
这是他的应许。
All brothers and sisters, you truly believe in the Lord, you have that peace.
所有的弟兄姐妹真实的相信我们这位主，就应当有这样的平安。
This is for you and I to claim.
这就是我们你和我该要在那里宣告的。
Now, a lot of brothers and sisters, what they look for is this kind of peace.
很多弟兄姐妹都在那里寻求的、寻找的就是这种平安。
The inner peace. Peace within.
里面的平安。
Now, third peace is mentioned here.
第三种平安就是在这里说到的。
It's a peace with the brothers and sisters in the church.
在教会中与弟兄姐妹的平安。
So he says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body.
叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
So it talk about this peace associated with the one body.Meaning the church.
这里说到的平安是与教会这个一体、这个身体所相连的。
God called us, this one purpose, that is to live peacefully with brothers and sisters and the local church.
神召我们有一个目的，就是让我们与弟兄姐妹在教会里能够平安的相处，在我们这个自己的教会里面。
So,In the Bible, when Paul's writing, there's always two parts. First is about the truth. First part is about the truth itself.
保罗写任何的书信，他总是写两方面，一面是讲到真理。
Second part is a practical side of the truth.
另外一方面就是讲到真理的实行。
So when you find the church in the first part of truth.
当你在教会当中，你找到这个第一部分的，就是有关真理。
It applies to universal church.
是对于所有的宇宙的教会。
Church in the past, current, and in the future, and the church in all over places, all together, this universal church mentioned in the first part of the truth.
就是过去的、现在的或者是将来的，在各地各处的教会都包括在这个宇宙的教会的里面，这是讲到这个第一部分真理。
But on the second part, practical side of the truth, when he talk about second part, you find the church, it means local church, your home church.
第二部分讲到的这个教会、第二部分讲到的这个真理的实行，就讲到、自己、当地的教会。
The brothers and sisters that you can see.
你所能看见的、遇见的弟兄姐妹。
So here it talks about the how to let this peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
这里讲到如何让这个平安、基督的平安能够在我们心里做主。
Most conflicts in the church came from the one source, that is the service.That is ministry.
大多数的时间，最多的这个不平安、不和平的事情，是因为发生在侍奉的里面。
All the divisions came from when you have a heart to serve, and you're actually serving it, that's where the problem started to occur.
这个意见不同啊，从当一般来说是从当我们开始有心而来服侍。
If you see all brothers and sisters are very good, very nice, you love them all, that means you haven't actually entered into the service yet.
当你看见所有的弟兄姐妹都非常的和蔼可亲，你可能还没有进入服事。
Once you are in the service, to be useful in God's kingdom, then there's the attack from the enemy and your flesh.
当你进入到这个服事被神所用的时候，你就会受到仇敌的攻击。
But we should not be discouraged.
但我们不要害怕。
Now, a lot of people are gifted and have a heart to serve the Lord.
好多弟兄姐妹实在是有恩赐，也有心要服事。
So I like to say some of the things that I experience, I see from the Word of God.
我想说一些我所看见的我所经历的。
So, we call our service sometimes ministry.
有的时候我们称这个服侍哈，就是像一个职分。
It's very important for us to know, actually, ministries actually are for the church.
这个很重要，我们必须看见这个职分是为着教会。
The church is not for the ministry.
而教会并不是为着这个职分。
That's first thing we need to remember.
这个是我们首先要记得的。
Bible tells us that he gives some, the Lord gives some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers.
圣经说到他所赐的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And what is purpose for that? For the perfecting of the saints.For the work of the services.
目的是什么呢？是要在那里让成全圣徒，各尽其职。
That's right. So beautiful. Chinese translation, it's very beautiful. It is for perfecting of the saints. It's not for the ministers. So it's very important. It is to perfecting of the saints and for the...work of services and for the building up of the body of Christ.
中文的翻译很好，这里说到是为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，不是为了这个服事，而是为了建立他的身体。
That is in the Ephesians.
这在以弗所书里面。
Tell us this.
告诉我们。
The purpose of ministries.
这个职分的目的。
Now, if you don't see this, then you can see the people who are very gifted, and then they are very popular, very liked by brothers and sisters. But once they disagree with other brothers and sisters, they will say, "Well, this church does not accept my ministry. Then I'll take my ministry to another church."
This is. 让我们看见，当我们不知道、不认识这个目的的时候，我们看到有一些弟兄姐妹，他们是真是大有恩赐，在那里服侍也是很受人欢迎。但是当他们的这个服侍出现一些难处状况的时候，他们就觉得这个教会不是他应该在服侍的地方。
He will take a ministry.To other church.
他就会跑到其他的教会继续他的服事。
So, but instead, look at Paul as an example. Paul was an apostle.
在这里我们再看一下保罗是个例子，他是个使徒。
He was sent by the church at Antioch by the Holy Spirit.
他是圣灵差他从安提亚教会出发。
To all other churches, he was an apostle.
他对所有其他的教会都是使徒。
But to the home church Antioch, he was not.
在他自己的教会，当地的安提亚教会，他不是使徒。
When he was coming back to the Antioch, Bible didn't tell us much about his service in the Antioch.
当他回到安提亚教会的时候，圣经并没有提到很多他在安提亚怎么服侍。
He will come back as one of the local brothers and sisters.And serve with them.
他只是一个在当地是一个普通的弟兄，在那里与弟兄姐妹一同服侍。
Every time she finished missionary journey, she always goes back to Antioch.
每一次他完成他的巡回布道，他总要回到安提亚。
Ministries are temporal.
因为这个职分实在是一个短暂的。
And ministries are for the need, for the special purpose.
是为了特别的需要的。
When needs are met, not needed ministry can be put aside.
当这个需要已经完成了以后，这个职分就可以放在一边了。
But you and I continue to be good brothers and sisters at the local church.
但是你和我们仍然可以在这个自己的这个当地的教会成为一个好的弟兄姐妹。
This is very important.
这个非常重要。
And also, when we serve,inside the church or outside church, we have to agree with other brothers and sisters what they feel about our service.
当我们在服侍的时候，在我们教会的里面或者外面，我们都要学习与弟兄姐妹有相同的平安。
Brothers and sisters in the local church actually know a lot about ourselves.
在我们当地的教会，弟兄姐妹可能对我们非常的了解。
Especially those who are responsible, who are more mature than us, who watch us grow.
尤其是那些负责的对我们在基督里更加成熟的，看着我们长大的。
They may know more about ourselves, about our gift, sometimes than ourselves.
他们可能对我们的这些恩赐比我们自己了解更多。
So we really need to.Have them to agree. Is this that God called you to do something?
所以我们必须与他们一同商量真是里面有这个平安，知道这是神要做的。
Or do we still need to develop fully in this area, in their area, to serve the Lord? Whether in a greater capacity in the local church or outside church to serve other churches, other ministries.
我们也许需要在这个地方再等候，在那个地方需要更加的成熟，所以我们可以被差遣去做更多的服事，更大的服事。
Many times when we feel like ourselves called to do this, to do that, but it creates uneasiness in other brothers and sisters' heart.
有的时候我们觉得我们自己是被召去做这个或者做那个，但是让别的弟兄姐妹里面觉得不平安。
So young people need to very clearly about to know this truth.
年轻人里面必须对这个非常清楚。
And the local churches are so important to our development and to inner God's will.
这个当地的自己的教会对我们的基督徒的成长和成熟是非常要紧。
That's why the difference between Timothy versus Mark in Acts chapter 15.
所以在那个使徒行传十五章，我们看见提摩太和马可的不同。
End of chapter 15 talk about Mark, a young Christian.
十五章的结束的地方讲到这位马可，年轻的基督徒。
And beginning of chapter 16 talk about another young Christian called Timothy.
十六章的开始讲到另外一个年轻的基督徒，就是提摩太。
Now, in this case, dividing the chapters, is actually unfortunate.
在这个地方把它分成两章，其实不合适。
Because I think Holy Spirit meant to put them together for us to look at, compare these two young Christians. They later, they all developed into the full ministry to be used by God.
圣灵在这里其实有意要把这两个年轻人放在一起，让我们可以比较，以后他们都会成为神手中的用人。
A brother mentioned in chapter 16 says, Behold, there's a disciple.Called Timothy.
十六章的一开始，弟兄有在那里说，看啊，这里有一个年轻的弟兄叫提摩太。
Holy Spirit called our eyes to this disciple called Timothy.
圣灵在那里叫我们来注意，来看这位提摩太。
This is a very important that is Holy Spirit he meant to compare with Mark.
这里很清楚看见圣灵在那里要比较这个提摩太。
Because Mark was not trained in the local assembly.
因为马可他不是在当地的教会受过训练。
And Timothy was.
提摩太是的。
He gained a good reputation to the local church.
他在当地的教会实在有好的名声。
So that's make difference.
这个是有不同。
When Holy Spirit called Paul and Barnabas for the mission, for preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, God called them when other brothers and sisters with them praying together.
当圣灵在那里呼召巴拿巴和保罗去 传福音，向外邦人传福音的时候，他们是与其他的弟兄姐妹一同按手祷告。
They all knew this is from God's calling.
他们都知道这是神的差遣。
They don't go out like today. A lot of young people, a lot of brothers and sisters, when they have a heart to serve, they serve just serve whatever they feel like they're called to serve.
不像今天很多的时候，弟兄姐妹就是觉得心中有这个呼召啊，要去服事。
Today, if you feel like you want to serve in a certain area, you feel like always be put down by responsible brothers for other brothers.
今天我们好多的时候，我们觉得我们有心要服侍，却是负责弟兄在那里不让你服侍。
Yeah, put us down.
把我们放在一边。
That's very common to all. You really want to serve the Lord.With the grace of God, that you have to go through that. You have to go through that for 10 years, 20 years, whatever it takes.
这很正常，当我们真是有心要借着神的恩典来服侍，你必须经过这一些十年、二十年。
Paul actually put aside after Lord Jesus revealed to him for most about at least 13 years.
保罗也是当主将他显现以后，他也在那里等待了至少十三年。
He staying in Tarsus for almost 9 years without doing anything. He was put aside.
他在大树等了九年，没有做任何的事。
Until Barnabas went to visit him and take him to Antioch.
直到巴拿巴去把他找到带他来到安提阿去服侍。
So this is the fifth pillar that we share. The let peace of Christ rule in your hearts. So to which indeed you are called in one body.
这就是我们要交通的第五个柱子，就是叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
And be thankful.
而且存感谢的心。
Again, this is all for a Christian life or church life for a Christian.
这个就是为着我们基督徒在教会生活所需要的。
And each of them actually talk about a lifelong grace and lifelong lesson.
每一个都是这个一生之久的这个需要学习的恩典。
And we will leave last two points to share, if Lord willing, next time.
我们把最后两个留到下一次，若是主允许的话。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一些祷告。
Father, we'd like to thank and praise you.
父啊，我们要感谢赞美你。
For your holy word.
为着你自己圣洁的话语。
May you bless your own word.
求你祝福这些话。
Because words spoken, by the Lord, are the life and are the spirit.
因为主所话说的话就是我们的生命，我们的圣灵。
And may, we have only one vision.
让我们只有一个看见。
That is Christ only, Christ ever, and Christ all in all.
唯有基督，永是基督，基督是一切。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
奉主圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.